With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Two deadlines have come and gone, and 10 days have elapsed. Still, no sign of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie.
The missing 84-year-old's daughter, Today Show host Savannah Guthrie on Instagram, pleading for her safe return.
We believe our mom is still out there.
Thanking well-wishers for their prayers.
God is lifting her even in this moment and in this darkest place.
She says law enforcement is working tirelessly but wants the public to help as well.
We are at an hour of desperation, and we need your help.
Over the weekend, she said the family would pay a ransom. Also, investigators were inside daughter Annie Guthrie's home and searching a septic tank behind Nancy Guthrie's house in her Catalina Foothills neighborhood outside Tucson. I'm Julie Walker.
Opening statements in a landmark trial in Los Angeles with Instagram parent Meta and Google's YouTube defending against claims that their platforms deliberately addict and harm children. Congress facing another Friday midnight deadline to agree on federal funding.
The government is funded through September, except for one agency, the Department of Homeland Security. Lawmakers are back on Capitol Hill this week to figure out how to fund DHS, which has more than a quarter million employees. Democrats are demanding changes to how ICE enforces the nation's immigration laws. ICE already has funding thanks to a separate bill passed last year, but if there's no agreement this week, funding would dry up for FEMA, TSA, and the U.S. Coast Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
About 6,000 San Francisco public school teachers have gone on strike. The educators are demanding higher wages, less expensive health benefits, and more resources for students with special needs. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 34 points, NASDAQ futures 6 points lower. This is SRN News. Ukraine is under tremendous pressure.
Franklin Graham says, quote, "The people are suffering greatly. Many are without electricity and heat for long stretches each day. Some have no power at all. This year's winter has been brutal. Many cold and exhausted Ukrainians are struggling to survive." Samaritan's Purse, the giant Christian relief agency Graham heads, continues to pump supplies into Ukraine. But with the war against Russia about to enter its fifth year, he says the country is in dire straits. Michael Harrington reporting.
Israeli President Isaac Herzog began a state visit to Australia on Monday with a wreath laying at the site of an anti-Semitic attack in Sydney. It left 15 dead. Herzog met victims' families and survivors of the December 14th attack on a Jewish festival at Bondi Beach. He laid a wreath and two stones he had brought from Jerusalem at the rain-swept Bondi Pavilion that was near the site of the massacre. This is SRN News. North Carolina Republican lawmakers demanding a crime crackdown following recent attacks on Charlotte's light rail line.
The August fatal stabbing of Ukrainian refugee Irina Zarutska and a December non-fatal stabbing on the same rail system fueling GOP critiques. Republican Representative Brendan Jones cited failures in criminal justice functions for Zarutska's death. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles and others have highlighted additional safety measures for the light rail, but Democrats on the committee accuse the panel of engaging in cynical partisan theater. Jason Walker reporting.
Lawmakers have tried to interview Ghislaine Maxwell, but the Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator invoked her Fifth Amendment rights. Maxwell serving a 20-year sentence at a federal prison camp in Texas. More details at SRNNews.com.